miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, a show that helps you take control of your genes. We were just talking about flow, blood flow, and why a warm-up is more needed the older you are. Obviously, you may know that or may not know that, but when you exercise and as you get older, you need to warm up more. And that's in order to get the right blood flow there. And that's true if your foreplay is more important in sexual encounters as you get older as well. And it's not just because your brain is slower or you need more brain to get involved in it. It is because that blood flow is key to a lot of things we do in life. And we have what we call an inducible form of nitric oxide as well as a constituent. The constituent is always present, and that goes down as we get older. So in order to get the more blood flow, which gives you the muscles more blood so they can exercise better, or anything else, more blood that is stimulated, well, you need that, if you will, inducible form. And the inducible form requires a warm-up, requires it to be, if you will, induced, or you to cause you to make more of it. And that's why a warm-up is needed more as we get older. The second story that I wanted to cover this week is a report that exercise, ignoring it anyway, or doing it, is twice as important as getting thin from just stopping eating as many calories. And the reason that exercise is so important, all it takes is 20 minutes every day of the week, from the standpoint of to really drop death rates. So 20 minutes of brisk walking every day, in addition to what you do normally, will decrease deaths by about, believe it or not, 6.4 million nationwide. So it's just, believe it or not, it's just 110 calories worth of exercise a day does that. What we've learned is that standing, that is sitting down, the standing is obviously the opposite of sitting in a way, but sitting is been called the new smoking. It's really not. It's not that great an effect. But sitting and lack of physical activity, the two together, are about a 10-year older effect. Or by avoiding sitting for more than 30 minutes in a row and by doing the right amount of exercise, you get about 10 years younger. So this study, looking at the effects worldwide, said that, and they looked at the 334,000 men and women participating in the European Prospective Investigation of Cancer Nutrition, found that they could prevent a huge number of deaths by just people exercising, doing a brisk walk 20 minutes a day, every day of the week. So if you aren't doing it, go ahead and do it. It's good for everything. Now, the other thing that I should say is, the other important thing is, just get up out of your chair for 1 minute every 30 minutes. Remember, we had that study on a while back where all it takes is getting up out of the chair for 1 minute out of every 30 minutes. So that's an important thing. If you need a timer, time yourself. If you need an alarm clock, put it on, but that's what can happen. I'm still having problems with this darn wire. I don't know why. Third thing that we wanted to take swing at today. By the way, I did the Healthy Strides program of the Cleveland Clinic today. 40 people joined me for a brief walk. That is a one-hour walk around the Beechwood Mall. and we had a great time. I learned all the new stores at Beechwood Mall, saw them as they were opening. We start at 8:30 every Saturday. I'm only there six times a year, but every Saturday there's a Cleveland Clinic physician who walks around the mall at the Beechwood Mall starting at 8:30. We do about a 15-minute talk. This time I talked about probiotics because that was one of the questions, as well as the subject of my new book, or one of the main subjects, the main do-over deeds. The new book is called This Is Your Do-Over. It comes out February 24th. But in the book, we highlight seven do-over deeds, one of which is having a buddy. And I talked to the group about why having a buddy was so important and was probably the most important of the do-over deeds. In any case, the those 40 obviously were getting their full day's worth of, if you will, exercise that would decrease the death rate substantially if everyone did it. Flu shots, only 23% effective this year. That means that of the people who get exposed to flu so far, 77% have been getting the flu. Now, that's not quite true. It probably is minimizing the adverse effects of the flu. And remember, there are four strains of the flu. Only one of the strains seems to be weakening, but that's the one that comes first. So the other flu shots, it seems to be effective against the other three viruses, which typically come later in the season. So the influenza B and the other viruses seem to be better covered by this flu season. But the H3N2, which is the flu that's affecting America, was not very well treated. Now, if you look at the graphs on the incidence of flu now, it seems to be decreasing substantially. But remember, if you get a flu shot, even now, it takes 2 to 3 weeks to be effective. But at the end of February, early March, is when the influenza B and some of the other viruses take really hold. So this will protect you against them as well as give you some protection for future years. Now, at the same time, the top U.S. official, Tom Frieden of the CDC, said docs should prescribe antivirals more this season. Well, maybe they should just prescribe chicken soup. Chicken soup in the randomized controlled trials does as well as Tamiflu or Relenza. It's a lot easier for everyone to get it. So when you start to feel the symptoms of flu, any of the flus come on, start to take chicken soup four times a day, and you get as good a benefit as having Relenza or Tamiflu as a medication. We're going to run out of time, and I just want to make sure everyone stays tuned for the next guest, Mick Eberling, E-B-E-L-I-N-G. The book is called Not Impossible, The Art and Joy of Doing What Couldn't Be Done. And obviously, if he's writing about it, we're going to learn about how it can be done. And I love some of the titles of the chapters. These are very well-written chapters. The Three Rules of How is one of them. We'll ask questions about that. And then There Are Only Monkeys, what he meant into that, what he means by There Are Only Monkeys. And we're going to talk about the Makers Network and why this is one of the hopes of the nation. So this is one of the really, to me, this is one of the really exciting, if you will, ideas in America today, and talks about how possible everything is. We're going to give him a challenge about changing the education system and how to do that in a very economic way, and how it is being done, because it is being done. The revolution against the absurd U-turn. You're looking to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.